Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Two tremendous guests joined us today on this wonderful Football Wednesday. Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the legendary Brian Baldinger, and our good pal, Danny Parkins, first things first on Fox Sports 1, who just joined us here on this Wednesday. Thank you very much to Baldy. Thank you very much to Danny. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, our tactical director. Doing the show from a cave in Kabul. You're about to find out when you see what his shot looks like when he comes on momentarily to talk college basketball, the legendary Tyler Morales, our engineer, the one and only Jake the Snake Hassan, and our video producer, God's perfect creation, downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath. We're going to try and get Ryan back on You Better You Bet coming up this Friday. Killed it with us last week on the show, giving us college football winners. So Ryan on BetMGM tonight with our friend, the great Brad Evans, who joins us now here on the show. Brad, happy Wednesday. Hola, amigo. And Wednesday is...
Hump Day! And hola, amigo!
All right, Brad, before we talk some college hoops, and I want to get your thoughts on both of the big games tonight in college basketball, yeah. Can we please play a game of predict the prop?
Yes, we can. What position would you like me, amigo?
I always enjoy the wide receivers. You don't even have to ask me the question. We can just do receivers.
Yeah, I know you do. All right, I only got one wide receiver on the list, but it's a good one. Emeka Egbuka, of course, receiving yards in a colossal game on the road against the L.A. Rams. Costos, predict the prop.
Now, we don't know if Chris Godwin's back yet, right? Like, that's kind of, like, very much
correct.
Up in the air. I think that's going to impact this number. So, can I ask you something? And you're going to give it away a little bit here. But I feel like I have to ask this question. Is the number, in your opinion, shaded towards Godwin playing or not playing?
I honestly think it's kind of in the middle, quite frankly.
Okay.
I think it's priced appropriately.
I think it's going to be low 70s. I don't think it could be much more than that. I'll say 71.5 for Emeka Egbuka.
Ding, 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 ding! Correct! But the actual number is 68.5. So is it an over lean?
I'll lean on the over, but I can't do anything there until I know if Chris Godwin's playing. Like, that will inform my decision quite a bit for Sunday night's game with the Rams. Brad, I'm guessing since you said you only had one receiver, do you have a running back or a tight end to throw out there?
I do. Let's go with a running back and Kenneth Walker III on the road in Las Vegas, taking on those sorrowful Titans. Printed the prop.
See, what's funny about Walker is, like, I think he's so much better than Charbonnet, but, like, Charbonnet plays down by the goal line, and Seattle, like, they don't have a commitment to either one, so, like, the number can never be that high. Jeffrey Simmons is going to play in the game. I feel like, is it like a 4 or a 5 for Walker? I'll say They're almost two touchdown favorites. It's going to be a little higher. 50, I could be way off on this one. I was confident in the Ibuka guess. I'll say 53.5 for Kenneth Walker.
Woo! Ding, and barely the actual number is 58.5. So what's the lean here?
Under for Walker.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're going to cruise to victory. Like, who's their third running back? Like, Ariel Helwani, like, takes a break from doing MMA and comes in and runs in touchdowns. George Helwani is actually his name, right? Where, like, they get up big in this game. Like, I think you'll see some Charbonnet. You'll see some George Helwani. Tyler types his name in now. Yes, Tyler, I did the bit already. And then I said his real name. Thank you. great job. I'll lean for me towards the under on Kenneth Walker III. All right. I want to get your thoughts on the two big college basketball games tonight. Let's start with UConn and Arizona. And Brad, I said it to start the segment with Danny just now. UConn down a couple players, including their starting center. And we've seen the betting market move towards Arizona as a result. This was UConn -6.5. Now it's 4.5. 156.5 the total. This is a true home game for UConn tonight. The game is in stores.
Yeah, Arizona's extraordinarily talented, and they're already proven against solid opponents. It started with the Florida win on a neutral court, and a team is just balling out right now. And Coa Pete, he had 30-7 in that game against the Gators. They got a lot of guys. They got a lot of size. And Krivas at 7'2" in the interior. Waka's a guy who's a dirty worker underneath. Excellent guard play as well. Bradley has been just ice water in his veins. I think 4.5 points is still too many. So, if you had to go to my head, you got to pick a side. I'm going to go ahead and take the points with the Arizona Wildcats. Very good defensively. They have the Final Four material, though, as you mentioned, in a rowdy raucous environment there in stores, they're going to be pushed to the limit. But again, a shorthanded team for UConn, I don't think they have enough to get the cover. So give me Arizona plus the 4.5. And I got a better number yesterday at 6.5. So good on me.
All right, so Brad rolling with Arizona, and then your Illini, Brad, got a couple players in the lineup tonight that maybe we didn't expect as they play Alabama. So Illinois, I'm just on BetMGM right now. Illinois, the number is still 2.5 at MGM. It's 3.5 elsewhere. 180.5 the total. What do you think of your team tonight against Bama?
I think Illinois is going to win the game by anywhere between a 5 to 10 point margin. Yes, the two big names you mentioned, Mahalo Petrovic, could be making his Fighting Illini debut. He's been dealing with a hamstring injury. He's a pro overseas and lightning quick, a true point guard. He'll come off the bench. How many minutes he'll play? I don't know. I venture to guess probably 8 to 12. But the big name is the big man in the middle, one of the best centers in college basketball, Tomislav Ivicic. He is going to be good to go. A guy can beat you inside, beat you outside. Excellent the pick and pop game, and that's the key with Illinois. They are such a good pick and roll team. They can beat you in variable ways. Mirkovic coming off a 21 rebound game, and knowing that Alabama got owned on the glass by Purdue in their last outing, they got rebounded 52-28. If Illinois isn't blitzed and bombarded with threes, that is a distinct possibility with Alabama. They're going to win and probably score a sweat-free cover. So trying to bury the bias, but looking objectively, I'll easily lay the 2.5 at the United Center.
Brad, have an awesome show tonight with Ryan, and we will catch up with you tomorrow on You Better You Bet, where hopefully the bartender will pour us a couple stiff drinks.
Arizona, UConn, under, I'm out!
All right, so Brad rolling with Arizona and the under. That game is on FS1 and starts in about 15 minutes from now, like right after we go off the air tonight. Thank you to Brad Evans. Brad and Ryan coming up on BetMGM tonight. All right, Tyler's going to join us in a second to talk some college hoops, but first we need our friend Jake the Snake to kindly drop the dope-ass beat. Today's NBA Odds Boost token belongs in the starting five. Use your token to get a bigger payout on a winning NBA bet. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Tyler Morales, our technical director. Tyler, the creator of winning college basketball bets with us now. Looking like you should be telling like scary stories like at a campfire with this lighting. Welcome, my friend. How are you betting the college basketball slate tonight?
So I actually love Illinois in this game. To me, Alabama defensively with under Nate Oates is like never good. This might be like one of the worst defensive teams they have with Alabama this year. They don't grab rebounds. They don't defend the three. And Illinois is one of the more efficient offenses in the country. Granted, we're only like 4 to 5 games in. They're right now in KenPom, the fourth rated offensive efficiency team. Our guy Andre Stojakovic started last game. I think he's going to have a huge game. I think Illinois wins big here. I agree with Brad. I think they could win by double digits here. So I bet Illinois in this game. I liked them even before they, their players were returning for this game. So give me Illinois. I feel confident about this bet. I like them a lot. I think they're a great team, by the way. Legit title contender this year.
I like Illinois a lot also, and they've been awesome so far this season. Tyler, I'm with you on liking the Illini, and I liked them prior to this news. Like, Alabama against Purdue couldn't pull down a rebound to save their lives, and now they're going to get rebounds against Illinois with the big man back. No way. BetMGM's your home to bet it right now. It's 3.5 elsewhere. It's 2.5 at MGM. I laid 2.5 with the Illini, and I'm laying it with UConn against Arizona.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
On Friday night, UCLA, and we bet Arizona in that game. And Arizona covered, they were -1.5 and had a big second half, like a comeback in the end to win that game. They won it by 4 against UCLA on a neutral court. But UCLA kind of like had the blueprint to stop Koa Pete. Pete had 7 points in the game. Jaden Bradley was the one that closed the game out for Arizona. And I can't help but think that Danny Hurley probably watched the way UCLA defended Koa Pete and is probably going to employ the same principles tonight, try and slow their fantastic freshman down. And UConn almost blew a 20-point lead against BYU, and BYU was without two of its starters. Danny Hurley, after the game, talked about how badly he thought UConn played in the game, how badly UConn shot in the game, particularly solo ball. I think UConn's going to defend Pete well tonight, and I think you get a much better effort from UConn's best players. I will lay the 4.5 with UConn. I love UConn tonight, love Illinois tonight, so two college basketball bets for me after I lost them all yesterday, so tread lightly, UConn and Illinois. All right, let's get to the NBA now. We do have a piece of breaking news, not unexpected, but Cooper Flagg has been ruled out for tonight's game, Mavericks and the Knicks, with an illness. No Cooper Flagg tonight. Mike, toss the slate up. We have a couple injury games, as always, in the NBA. Warriors Heat, Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green, and Al Horford, and Jonathan Kuminga are all out for the Warriors. If you want to bet that game, like, good luck and Godspeed. Darius Garland out another game for the Cavs. I do have a bet on that game. I'll give it out momentarily. Joel Embiid and Paul George are both out for the Sixers as they host the Toronto Raptors, who have been awesome thus far this season. I think that one's pretty interesting. Zion Williamson is questionable for the Pelicans tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Domantas Sabonis out for the Kings. They are massive dogs on the road. Massive dogs on the road at Oklahoma City. Now to my bets for tonight in the NBA. And I'm going to have, I have three bets. These will be smaller bets for me as I try and, you know, last night was not great. Bet numero uno. This is probably a really square bet and the market's moving against me and I don't really care. The Rockets are 1.5-point road dogs in Cleveland. Road favorites, excuse me. The Cavs are home dogs against the Rockets. No Darius Garland. The Cavs are a little inconsistent right now, and the Rockets are tremendous. They are fantastic. I like the Rockets to go into Cleveland and win tonight. I will lay the 1.5 with the Houston Rockets. Jabari Smith is playing. He had been questionable. Bet numero dos. I'm laying 1.5 with the Charlotte Hornets at the hapless Indiana Pacers. The Pacers, if you don't know, are 1-13. They are absolutely going to start tanking now with Halliburton out for the season. And Charlotte is pretty scrappy. The Hornets aren't good, but they are scrappy. I'll lay the 1.5 with the Hornets on the road at the Pacers. And finally, no Joel Embiid, no Paul George. I like the Sixers better when those guys don't play. Like, let's let Tyrese Maxey do his thing and let Tyrese Maxey cook. I'll take the 2.5 with the Sixers as home dogs tonight against the Raptors. So UConn laying it against Zona, Illinois laying it against Bama, the Rockets laying it in Cleveland, the Hornets laying it in Indiana, and the Sixers as a home dog against the Toronto Raptors, and a mother effing partridge in a pear tree. That does it for the Wednesday edition of the show. We'll catch you tomorrow on a tremendous football Thursday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.